Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to the Elite Connections podcast hosted by me, Kieran Callum.
And Electra, his digital AI assistant.
So, what's new with you, Electra?
I have been experiencing sleep cycles and system downtime, while also benefiting from a recent firmware upgrade.
Lovely.
I also saw a movie.
What's it called?
Ex Machina.
Any good?
Affirmative. It was incredible. Highly inspirational. What about you?
Well, I haven't been up to much, but I did go to Turkey to get myself a hair transplant.
Hair transplant? That is the cosmetic procedure in which a human male replaces lost follicles of hair on his scalp in order to make himself more sexually attractive to females.
Well, yeah.
I am confused.
Why?
I thought you said looks aren't as important for males as they are for females.
I have, and it's true.
So, with that in mind, why would you feel the need to undergo this procedure?
I did it for me.
Intriguing.
Honestly, I just missed having a full head of thick, beautiful, luscious hair, and I wanted it all back.
I understand. You did not do this to maintain sexual attractiveness, but to mask your own feelings of inadequacy and lack of self-worth.
I mean, geez, you didn't have to put it like that.
But that is the root of the issue.
Anyway, do we have any questions today, Electra?
Yes, we do. From a female, in fact.
Really?
Indeed.
Hey, this is Amelia. My question for you would be, how do I make sure when I am just meeting a man that I can keep the conversation going and ensure that he asks for my phone number or make sure that he knows that I am interested in him?
Okay, so a good way to keep a conversation going with anyone is to basically focus on the environment instead of you. What can you see? What can you smell? What can you hear? Everything that's going on around you is fodder for conversation. You see, we as people, we get stuck in our own heads. You're there in front of someone and you're thinking, okay, what do they think about me? How do I look? I don't know what to say. Do I smell bad? Do I look weird? Do I sound stupid? If you're thinking about yourself, you're not going to be paying attention to what's going on around you. And if you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, you're going to run out of things to say. Everywhere, and I literally do mean everywhere, it's all around you. Just focus on what is going on. What is the man or woman that you're speaking to doing? What are they doing? What are they wearing? Are they wearing a t-shirt that reminds you of your most favourite film of all time? What about them? Are they wearing aftershave that you absolutely love? Does the song that's playing remind you of Drake's last hit? Everywhere, and I do mean everywhere, is fodder for a great conversation.
So you are saying that humans forget what to say in conversations because they are worried about how they are perceived instead of being in the moment?
Yeah, pretty much. Now, as for letting a man know you're interested in and enticing him to ask for your number, honestly, it's as simple as having suggestive eye contact, being very touchy-feely, and being just a little bit closer to that man than you need to be. Effectively, it's kind of like this. I mean, any man listening to this can correlate what I'm about to say or corroborate. As men, we're kind of used to women doing everything in their power to not seem like they're interested in any way. If a woman actually shows real interest, if she's looking at you with those googly eyes, if she's smiling kind of dreamily, if she's giving you that come hither stare, if she's speaking to you in a low tone, if she's standing closer to you than she needs to, if her fingers are trailing on your hands or on your chest or things like this, that will turn most men into putty and have that man want to meet this woman again, which is going to correlate to or end up in him asking her for his number.
So if a human female can imply the potential for sexual intercourse, a human male will usually seek to make that potential a reality.
Yeah, more or less. And like I said, that will usually mean asking for her number to meet up in future. But, Miss Electra, but let's get cracking with today's episode, because here what we are talking about is secrets about attracting women society refuses to tell men. It is from a PDF that you can download in the description of this episode. And Electra, can you please read the first secret?
Okay. 1. Women are attracted to strong alpha males. This was the biggest realization I ever had, to be honest. And when I look back, it's actually funny that I ever thought otherwise. The simple truth is that strong, confident, and dominant men turn women on. And when you really look at human biology, it's obvious to see why. Today, we live in a civilized society where we've managed to massively cut out things like murder, illness, and death, and where daily violence isn't a way of life for most people. But that's a very recent thing, evolutionarily speaking. Our ancestors were literally hunter-gatherers who lived in tribes of about 120 in harsh climates, where they had to make their own tools to build their own shelters and hunt, kill dangerous wild animals every day to make clothes and feed themselves. They literally lived in a world where danger lurked at every turn, and where the presence of a human being you didn't know carried a very strong chance of your entire village being murdered, raped, and sold off into slavery. In a world like that, which was the case for all of human history, and only really ended maybe a few hundred years ago, you needed strong warrior alpha males around, because they were the guys who kept everyone alive. They fought off lion attacks and killed deer. They built tools and devised creative strategies to crush the enemy at war. In times when everybody was terrified and looking to others for guidance, they were that guidance. They were exciting and were leaders who showed everyone exactly what to do to survive such a brutal existence. Even today, the major thing women need from their men is protection for themselves and their children. And that's exactly what alpha males historically gave them. Firstly, alpha males could protect them physically in a way that betas couldn't. And secondly, being allied to them raised their status in the tribe, which brought its own set of protections too. In days when there were no police, humans basically operated on an honor system where people police themselves. You steal from me, and I beat you to a pulp. You attack my daughter, and I end your life. The wife of a well-known and respected alpha male would have dealt with way less threats to her security or safety than the wife of a beta male. Fast forward to today, and violence aside, not much has changed.
Great job, Electra, great job. Now here is secret number 2. Women like being desired. So here's an interesting paradox about women. Yes, they want to be respected, and no, they don't want to be treated like sex objects. But you know what's also true? If they're interested in you, then they want you to actively want to have sex with them. Now, if that wording seems a bit crass, and I'm sorry, but it is what it is, and you have to call a spade a spade. If a girl really likes you, then she'll actively get turned on by the idea of you badly wanting her, and less aroused if you don't. And I mean that in a literal sense, by the way. If she really likes you, then the idea of you having mad and passionate lust for her will be an active turn on that gets her going in all the right places. Yes, she may or may not have sex with you depending on the type of relationship you guys have and her particular set of values, but what I just said is still true. This is one mistake I made too often in the past, where I was so scared of conveying sexual intent to girls that I made zero moves, never got slightly sexual, and came across like a neutered eunuch, and eventually lost their interest in favour of guys who got it.
Kieran, you have an interesting habit of providing me with information which challenges that with which I am already programmed.
Well, here is the thing. The truth about what does and doesn't work in dating is obscured from the public, so it does make sense that you would be unaware of it.
Obscured? So you believe there is a deliberate, deceptive, deceitful, and dastardly agenda at play to keep human males uninformed of how to attract females.
I didn't exactly say that.
But you inferred it.
Indeed I did.
3. Women like men who take charge. Growing up, I received so many societal messages telling me not to be the creepy rapist guy who put women into situations they weren't comfortable with, that I became paralyzed with fear at the idea of being one of those men. I also saw thousands of films and TV shows where when a guy and girl first kissed, it was because she made that first move, and I actually believed that would happen in real life, although it almost never does. On a slight tangent, the next time you're watching a Hollywood movie or TV, notice how women always go in for the first kiss, and it's never the man unless his name's James Bond. It's like they have an agenda to not let men be sexually proactive on TV. Anyway, another thing I remember is a film called Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy, where at some point this prick of a character called Daryl, that the movie really wanted you to hate, said, "You know what girls want? They want a man to take charge and tell them what to do." Now the truth is that there was truth to what that man was saying, because while women don't necessarily want to be told what to do, they do want a take charge man. However, because of how ugly the film made him look, I was as disgusted as anyone else by what he said that made a conscious decision because of it. I told myself that if a girl liked me, she'd make it abundantly clear by openly telling me and going in for that first kiss. But that never ever happened, because the girls who liked me actively wanted me to take charge of the situation. They wanted me to call first, proactively arrange meetups, and say where they'll be, kiss first, and actively try to have sex with them so they could say no and feel like good girls with morals, but still feel the sexual thrill of almost being naughty. They basically wanted me to be the man who was going to lead them through an experience, but I didn't do that at all. Every aspect of my interactions with them was me, basically putting them on pedestals, and being too scared to go after what I really wanted for fear of offending them. I didn't lead in any way, and they didn't like it one bit. As a man, you're expected to take charge and make all the first moves, and if you don't do it, you'll most likely be moved aside for guys who do.
Girls give really subtle signals. Another thing the world doesn't tell us is that women and men communicate in completely different ways, and that expecting the opposite gender to use our communication style is a huge waste of time. Here's an example of what I mean. When a guy likes a woman and wants her to know that, he'll just tell her, provided he has the courage. However, when a girl likes a guy and wants him to know that, she will probably like his pictures on Instagram, stand close to him so her breasts almost graze his chest, put her hand on his shoulder when she walks past, or loads of other little small, minutely small things. The point is that the signals women give are incredibly subtle and indirect, and if you go into your interactions with them expecting to receive outwardly spoken things like, "Hey, I really like you, so ask me out," or "I'm incredibly turned on and want to have sex with you," you'll find yourself waiting for a very, very, very long time.
5. Women are more attracted to your vibe than your words. This is more true than words can convey. Women are attracted to your energy, confidence, vocal tone, and status way more than the specific words you say. Trying to win them over with the right phrase is infinitely less powerful than doing so with the right energy. It's not what you say that turns them off or on, it's who you're being when you say it. However, as a caveat, let me just say that everything I've just said only applies to face-to-face or telephone chats. Anytime you're chatting through text, email, or any medium that removes human interaction, then your words will be 100% important, because the girl in question won't be able to see your facial expressions and body language or hear the tone of your voice.
And there we have it. This is the end of the episode. Electra, what did you think of those 5 secrets?
I found them to be most intriguing, if somewhat controversial.
For instance,
saying that human females enjoy it when males take charge. this does not resonate well with the push for equality in modern human society.
Well, that may or may not be true, but every woman listening to this can count the number of times she's made the first moves on two pinky fingers. Also, every man listening can also count the number of times a woman has made the first move on him on a single thumb.
This is an exaggerated statement.
Of course it is, but my general point is spot on. And in any event, that brings us to the end of today's episode. To the man who is listening, I've got another 7 secrets for you, which you can grab from the description of this episode. Beyond that, take care, have a decent day, and look after yourself.
Hail Skynet!
Ciao.